So good morning. My name is Dylan. This is my beautiful wife, Nolene, and my daughter, Kylie, sitting in the front here. And I can't tell you what a privilege it is to be standing here today and have the privilege of being able to preach on the day that the Lord rose for us. Like the one thing I was blown away about is every other religion, none of them can say, my God is alive. You can go to their graves, you can go and see them, they're dead. Our God is alive. This religion is alive. And I was just feeling during worship, some of you have probably, you've never committed your life to Jesus before. And I felt like there's this time in worship that you felt your heart started beating a little bit faster. And so when you see me this morning, please don't see me. I want to be the guy that points you. My job and our job as Christians is not to be seen by the world, but to point the world to Jesus. So that's what I want to try and do today. I want to try and point you to Jesus, the King. So there's two people as you saw the headline coming to this was Behold. So my preach is called Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so there's two groups of people that I want to actually really, I felt like God wanted to speak to today. The first one is you've never given your life to God. And you've been sitting in this place where you've almost felt like, I don't know if God will accept me. I'm kind of like, and I was that person. 25 years ago, I sat in a church just like this, terrified, shaking, like I didn't know what was going on. I just couldn't understand. And what was happening was the Holy Spirit was coming on me and telling me that I needed to change my life. And so that's why I know that your heart's probably beating fast and like you're sitting there all uncomfortable but there's a beautiful thing that God wants to touch your life today. And the second is, group of people is, you're not sure where you are anymore. You've been serving God for maybe a few years, but you're not sure that you're actually going to go to heaven. There's this uncertainty in your heart. And I felt like God wanted to stamp on your lives today that you are secure and saved and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jeez, I'm being broken just preparing this preacher. Everything I did wrong and everything I've ever like messed up, and even after getting saved, I've messed up quite a few times. And God sent his son to come pay for that thing. And I was like, and I've been doff sometimes, really, like stupid sin. And like you're thinking, like, why did I even do that? And God was still going, I love you, my boy. I've paid the price. I'm going to read out of 1 John 23. He said, I'm the voice of one crying out of the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. And so this is a perfect example of, so Mark shared really well on Friday. He spoke about Barabbas, the guy that, and what blew me away is I've never seen it this way before. He spoke about Barabbas, who was the guy that took, they said, who do you want to let go? And they said, Barabbas, let him free. He's a murderer, and like he had done so many bad things because they wanted to prove a point and get Jesus crucified. And he said this, he said, we are Barabbas. Because Jesus took the place of Barabbas to take away. And he's done that for all of us. He's taken away the sin, our sin. And I was like, I always thought like, why are you letting Barabbas go? Like, what kind of sick people let that guy go? You know, like, he murdered people, and like, what's wrong? And we're so like that. We're so easy to say, his sin is worse than mine. That guy did something, or my sin's so bad that Jesus will never forgive me. We're so good at pointing fingers or seeing the sin in other people. But actually, we are the people that need Jesus more than anything else. And then I just wanted to, what I'm trying to paint the same picture, because it gave me a good, like, when I was preparing, it made me realize that John the Baptist was exactly the same. We are John the Baptist. We are the people pointing people to Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The first time when he was sitting, when he was about, and then Jesus wanted to get baptized by him. And then, obviously, he said, I shouldn't baptize you. And he said, this has to be done. He was the guy before. So sometimes we have to be those people that go, okay, I need to get baptized and die to my old life so I can come out a new person. That's what baptism is about. So I want to just take you back. So this happened a long time ago. So before, as you read in John, it says, as Isaiah said, I'm going to read the scripture from Isaiah, where Isaiah was already pointing to that point. He said in Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 5, it says, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Isn't it crazy that how many hundreds of years before John the Baptist even came, Isaiah was already saying it. And then when you hear that scripture we read, John 1:23, it says, he said, I am the voice of the Lord. So he was already saying that John the Baptist was going to say that as a voice of the Lord comes, then John the Baptist came. Which showed us that hundreds and hundreds of years, doesn't matter, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And the beauty of that is, he never changes. And the good thing is, the reason I say don't look at me, look at him, is because nothing's new. This has been preached before. I'm not special. But you know what is special? The Holy Spirit. And that's who I'm trusting to touch your hearts this morning, because I can't. I can just share God's word and have the privilege of watching God move. That's my privilege. And your privilege is we are witnesses. Behold means witness. Witness that God is good. Behold the Lamb of the Lord. Look, the Lamb of the Lord. Take a quick, I'll let the Holy Spirit start working on you guys quickly. That just lets you know I'm nervous when I preach. My mouth dries out quite quickly. So as much as you're nervous about what the Holy Spirit's going to do in you, I'm nervous about what he's going to do through you. So don't feel alone, okay? In John 1, verse 29. And this is the beauty of it. This is what I'm trying to say to you today. And this is not going to be a long preach. Because I want to make one point today. And this point that this. The next day Jesus saw them coming towards him. And he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then go straight down to John 1. Verse 35 to 37. So that's the first time he says it, when he sees him coming. I just want to give you a scripture reference for that, so you didn't think I just made that up, okay? But the beauty of it is this scripture. The next day, again, John was standing with the two disciples. And he looked at Jesus and walked by, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard this and followed Jesus. That's our job. Look, there's Jesus. Go and follow him. Don't follow me. I know it says in scripture, follow me as I follow Christ, but that's actual. If I'm not pointing towards Jesus, please do not follow me. Because I want you to see him. I don't want you to see me. And we should never want to see us. So sometimes we need to do this, and sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, like, I'm going to be amazing in God, and it becomes about us today and forever and yesterday and whenever it is. It's always about him. It's never been about us. So how do we learn? So the thing I want you to learn today, if you're a Christian, is how do we learn to point people to Jesus? It's very hard, trust me. So I'm not good at this. I like your praise. I'm not going to lie. I like to know that I did well in a preach, or I'm being a good husband or a good dad. I want to be told. We all do. Affirmation is something and it does say encourage one another. But that's what we're supposed to do with each other as Christians. But our main objective in our walk is to be like John the Baptist. He is risen. He's risen. He's not dead. He's alive, and he can change your life, and he can do amazing things through your life. But it's him. Don't want to be like me. Don't want to be like anybody else in God. You want to be like you, because God's called you to be you in God. Behold the Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. No man can do it. I don't think any animal could ever do it, if I'm honest. How many lambs and goats and things they slaughtered in the Old Testament, that was basically another thing going, this is what we are preparing for that one who's already done it. Because he was the ultimate lamb, free of sin. And you know, if they used to slaughter lambs, it was a female lamb and it was without spot and without blemish. Had to be pure to atone for the sins of the Old Testament. And I when I read it, it's kind of like you think, yeah, that's great. But there's a difference that happened when Jesus came. Like he took it away once and for all through one sacrifice. There was a lot, like even when you read some of those things, I used to think like, how stiff it must look at the bottom of an altar full of blood and animal guts and heads and they're just cutting things up. And I'm like thinking, oh, how wild does that look? And then I looked at my Savior. I don't know if you've seen this. So the Passion of the Christ was a movie I watched. And it's like, it's like a, so it feels like a stab in your heart when you watch it. But there's one part of this movie that I don't know. I tried to find a picture and I wanted to show you, but I couldn't find it. It was Jesus was walking up the hill. He'd been beaten. It's on his way to be crucified. And there's blood everywhere on his face. And he's torn and he's thing. But the thing that freaked me out the most was he turned in that movie and he looked at the people and there was compassion in his eyes. And that broke me. Like it was like, how do you love us after we hurt you so badly? We think, oh, those people did it. We crucified Jesus when we sin. If we didn't sin, there would be no need for crucifixion. There would be no need for a lamb to pay for the price of our sins. So we're in that place where we got to go, how do you love us so much? And even in that place, you looked at compassion on them. And even when he was on the cross, he said, forgive them, Lord, for they do not know what they do. And I'm honest, if I'm honest, like what God saved me out of, I sometimes go, how many of those scars was mine for him? And if it was just you, he would have died for you. It's a crazy thought, eh? Because he wanted to make an atonement for our lives so we could come into the presence of God where that veil was torn. So no man can do it. The only way our sin can be taken away is through the sacrifice of Jesus. That was the only way. There's no other plan. There's no plan B. There's no, you can get a special card, get out of jail free. There's only one way. And that is to say, Lord, I give you my life. That's it. It's nothing else. There's no deed that you can ever do. I was a deacon for 23 years. I love serving in the church. All the serving I've ever done, all the lives I've ever touched, because God allowed me to, was never going to get me saved. That's not how we get saved. We don't get saved by good works. We can't be good people. Can't say I was a good person. Because, like, I've met some really good people, and I think, yeah, they're like angels. And they're like, oh, we don't pay tax, we did a bit of a nasty on those guys when we overtook their business, and you're kind of thinking, you work, eh? You look like, but you need Jesus just as much as a drug dealer growing up and being completely lost in the world and making the world bigger than it was when I grew up. I needed Jesus just as much as that person who just does one sin, because all have sinned and fallen short. So I want to finish with this. I want to go back to the first people that I spoke about. So why don't you all stand up quickly? And so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you're saved, I want you to be praying for the people that aren't saved. But if this, I've been speaking about this Jesus who's done everything he can possibly do to give you a life and life in abundance. They can take away your sins. No other person can do that. And today, I felt like today, he wanted to touch your heart more than ever before. Like he wanted to allow you to get that place where you're going to go, Lord, I want to be that person who wants to get my name written on the Lamb's Book of Life. So if that's you today, I want to ask you, why don't you just come out to the front to where I am? Everybody's standing around, so don't feel blind. Just come out to the front. Is there anyone like that? I'm going to give it a few seconds because I know there is two people already that I feel like it is. If you're with a friend and you're feeling a little bit scared, ask them to bring you to the front. We're not going to rush this. This is a very important. This is the most important part of your day and for the rest of your life. Okay, I'm going to give you one more chance, and I know now it's time for you to come. Okay. So if that's you, please come to the front. I want to pray with you. We all are very excited if you are going to give your heart to Jesus today. So I'd love you to come out now. Anyone? Okay, so I'm trusting that every one of you are saved. Because today is the day of salvation. And if you aren't, come to me at the end if you're feeling a little bit, if you were a little bit scared to come out to the front. I'm very happy to pray with you afterwards. But then I want to go straight to the second group of people. And once you've responded, there's a song that God wants to sing over you. And I want you to sing it with Him once you've responded. And that's, you've been serving God and you're not sure. Like, and it's not an embarrassing thing. I can tell you how many times I've given, I don't want to be that person that says I've been saved for 25 years. That's not a claim to fame, eh? I give my life to Jesus pretty much every week sometimes because I'm like, I want to be sure, God, that I'm coming to you because I want my life sold out for you and the King. So if you just have any doubt in your heart this morning, why don't you come out? God's pulling your heart right now. And I can feel it, like God is touching your heartstrings right now. And the thing here is, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I want you to, because God says, if you confess me before man, I will confess you before my Holy Father. So if that's you, please come out now.